Yep, yay, yay. How are you? Let's do this thing. Did you have a good weekend? Happy Monday. Do you like Mondays? I gave up not liking Mondays. It's I think it's 23 years ago now. I remember the day I did it. I'm tired of every single week. I hate Sunday night, Monday mornings, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I don't. And I love Mondays these days. It's a fun day for me. Hope you're having a good Monday. Today, we're going to talk about focusing your focus, huh? Because remember this, simple Scott logic. This show is powered by Scott logic, by the way. That's how I think. Is that distraction is focus. I can't get focused. Oh, yeah, you can. You're focused over there. We'll talk about focus today, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, powered by Scott logic. Every single day, and certainly at the beginning of the week. Now, come on inside. Can I do some inside baseball for you here a little bit, okay? Let me tell you about you. You ready? Here we go. It is Monday, and that means a billion people are listening to this show on a Monday. No, not a billion, but tens of thousands, like right now. And y'all start coming in on Sunday night. So I know you're getting ready for your week. I can see it because we see downloads happening. So downloads increase on Sunday night, and then Monday, they boom, you're all here. And then Tuesday, even more come in. And Wednesday, you late bloomers come in. Wednesday and Thursday, you start to drift away. Friday, Saturday, you disappear. You disappear. I learned a long time ago, if I just want to goof off and go to the beach and not think about my business at all, just do it on a Saturday because you all ain't anywhere. I'm just saying. But think about that for a second. Think about how you're moving through your week like that. What I prefer to do is to stay up at that motivated state all the time. So yeah, I get more excited about a Monday. I'm rested on a Monday. I'm ready to move forward on a Monday, but I prefer to blend it throughout the course of the week. So if I need to do something on a Saturday, I don't care. I don't know, something to think about as we get into the show. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating us. You figure it out. Here at motivationmove.com. Happy to have you here today. By the way, thank you to all my premium members. A lot of my charter members are renewing right now, and I appreciate you being around so many years. I think we started this back in 2008, so I appreciate you being there. I see your names every single day. I look at your name every single day. I know you. You send me a note. I know who you are. I know your name. You don't have to tell me who you are. Just tell me your name. I know who you are. If you'd like to be a Daily Boost Premium subscriber and get the benefits, just go to dailyboostpremium.com and find out more. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/dailyboost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/Daily Boost. Every Monday, we start the show by asking a very simple question. Have you done your homework? Sometimes you hear me say, how's your life going? Now, if you have downloaded my Daily Boost, my Perfect Week Planner at perfectweekplanner.com, it's a simple way that I plan my week. And there's a simple video that shows you how to do it. If you haven't got, it's been there like 3 years now. It's really good. People, it's been downloaded like 100,000 times. Daily Boost. I did it again. Perfectweekplanner.com. Go get that. If you get that, you'll see how I focus my day. It's free. I'm not going to bug you or anything. Just go get it. And you'll see how we focus our time and our day. And one of the things I do is I say, have you done your homework? How's your life going? And on the Daily Boost Planner, it'll support that. And it basically says in the roles and goals of your life, what the stuff you're doing, the stuff you plan on doing, the stuff you want to be doing, how are you doing? Is it going A, really well, and I want to keep it and defend it? B, is it not going so well, and I want to get rid of it? Because I can promise you this, if life is going well right now today, eventually, if you don't defend it, it's not going to go well anymore. And if it's going bad right now and it's ruling your life, there's no reason for you to keep it there, but you got to think about it first, pull your head out of the sand, get a plan, go get rid of it. It starts by you deciding how your week flows and how you do it. So how's your week going? If you want to just take the real cheap and easy way to get through this today, when the program's done, take about 2 minutes. Ask yourself that question. How is my life going? Now, for those of you who say, hey, Scott, you're 4 minutes into the show and you're just getting to the content, we're going to continue. But I just want to tell you this. If you have blown past the how's my week going, how's my life going, the have you done your homework part of it, you think that wasn't worthy of the show, don't listen to the rest of the show. It's okay. If you won't do that work, the rest is not going to help you anyway. Go do it. Oh, man. That was kind of real stuff, Scott. On a Monday morning, you're like getting in somebody's face. I don't have time for that. I don't play that game. Are you kidding me? It's silly. If you won't do the work, there's no reason to talk about it. But you will, because you're still here, right? Yay, let's go for it. But last week was upbeat and fun. This week, I'm in your face. Amazingly, I recorded these shows on the same day. A client asked me, and this happens regularly when somebody comes in the door. They're a Daily Boost premium customer client. They're a coaching client. They're a Wisdom the Wealthy client, whatever it happens to be. Usually when they come in the door and they're getting situated, trying to figure out how to get what they want in life. And they're not going to talk to me if they're not having a block. They're going to talk to me if they're having a block and they want to move forward. They will ask, how do I pay attention to the stuff I need to do? How do I stay on track? Well, if you listened to last week's show, you know I talked a lot about agenda. I pay attention to my agenda first. When I cross paths with other agendas, including your agenda, it doesn't have to be my way or the highway. But I must continue to live the life I desire and get the results I want and do the things I want to do without delay and distraction. And the truth is, I want this for you as well. Every single day I get probably, I don't know, maybe 500 emails. It's a lot. And probably 100 of those emails are other people that do stuff like I do, or they've written books, they want some publicity, they want to get on my podcast. The emails come constantly. And it used to drive me crazy because I always wanted to be really nice, because here's the thing. In 4,541 podcasts, I have never done an interview. Not one time. And yet at least 100 times a day, somebody will say, hey, I was listening to your podcast and I really like how you handled your guests and I would like to get my person, or I'd be great for your show. And by the way, I think your audience would appreciate the product I have to sell them. I'm like, no, see, the problem is I focus on what I want to do. What do I want to do? I want to get in front of you. And I want to make sure that you are clear on your agenda and you're getting what you want to do every single day. And I want to motivate and inspire you. That's the end of my agenda. That's about it. And so therefore, I have to immediately decide that these 100 emails I get that have nothing to do with what I'm doing and I can't help at all, I just move on. So actually, you get an automatic response. Boom. Taken care of. It's a distraction. So I pay attention to my agenda first. If I cross the paths with you, we're going to talk. We're going to see we're going to figure out if there's a solution, something that's a win-win for both of us. If so, we shall move forward as long as you get your agenda and I get my agenda. If either one of us doesn't get it, we're not going to do it. As long as you know what you want in life, getting it is a matter of moving forward daily and staying on track. So to answer the question I posed at the beginning, you know, what I choose to pay attention to in my life? Well, first off, by having a good plan, by doing my homework and I want to pay attention to every single day, I'm going to focus on the things that are going to get me to my goal directly and avoid those things that are not. Don't do it perfectly all the time, but I try to. And secondly, when somebody interrupts me, and they will, y'all going to get out of bed on a Monday at about 11 or 12 o'clock. You're going to start sending me emails and you're going to try to distract me, pull me off track from a week. I got news for you. I planned my week using my perfect week planner last Thursday. You don't get my attention until next week. I'm in control, not you. Now, I know it's a lot about me, but I want this to be about you, because the challenge is you are getting dragged along by what's coming next. When I did network marketing years ago, we called it event-driven marketing. And what that means is always something new coming. So if you wanted to advance somebody in network marketing and get them in, recruit them, and then take them up the ranks, you always had a call, you always had an event, you always had a meeting, you always had something. Event, event, event. One event leads to the other. I got news for you. If you look at television, you look at radio, you look at other people, you look at your boss, you look at your customers, you look at everything, there's something to do next. An event is coming. Something is going to happen tomorrow that's going to pull you off track from where you were today. Unless you take time to think about it. Since every person you meet on planet Earth is on their own path, you're always going to find yourself to the opportunity to take advantage of opportunity. Willingly or unwillingly, you can be pulled into some other path. If you do, what happens? Think about it. You already know. If you allow that to happen, you're going to be pulled into somebody else's dreams. And you'll be away from yours. Some of you took a job when you were fresh out of college, and You're wondering now, where'd your life go? I know, I talk to you every single day. Some of you married somebody. You wonder, what was I thinking? Some of y'all went out last night and had too much drink. You're thinking, well, he just bought me another one. Uh-oh. You lost your day. So if you're uncomfortable with this kind of conversation, just know one thing, that you're always going to get some fun. It's going to be upbeat. It's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek. It's going to be ridiculously good strategies. It's going to be the truth. And sometimes it's going to be a subtle, tough love kick in the ass from me. Can't help it otherwise. Not going to change. It's the way it is. I tried. I did. It didn't work. I kept coming back to what I do. Being me. It's awesome. Okay. Go to dailyboostpremium.com if you'd like to get more of me, less of the commercials, and a few other things as well. Check it out, dailyboostpremium.com. If you want to chat with me, you can go over there to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I have a group. I'd love to talk with you. You got to kind of help. I'm not going to give you the conversation. Just tag me, and I will chat with you to your heart's content, answer your questions, all kinds of stuff. But I'm not going to call you out and say, hey, talk to me. I don't do that. See you over there, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.